cities must be a theater for the realization of gender equality and women's rights and women's empowerment, women and girls' empowerment. Safe Cities for Women and Girls, a global program. We just had an event on that. Now there are 21 cities around the world who have joined this movement. Through this conference, we want to spread the message that all cities should join the movement for safe, sustainable, inclusive, and equitable cities for women and girls. The other major agenda we have is that the Gender Equality Compact that was adopted as part of Agenda 2030 last year.
The Sustainable Development Goals.
That Sustainable Development Goals. That compact includes SDG 5, Sustainable Development Goal 5, on achieving gender equality, not just promoting, and empowering all women and girls. So we want that goal to be realized in the cities.
So what about this new urban agenda, which is what's emerged from this conference?
That compact and SDG 5 has been transposed and integrated into the new urban agenda outcome. The Quito Declaration and the new urban agenda, which is going to be adopted, strongly emphasizes that women and girls rights must be promoted in the city, that their entitlement to a safe and secure environment, as well as their ability to their right to public space in the context of whether it is education, work, pleasure, leisure, all of that is guaranteed. And that women's leadership in everything to do with urban development, planning, provision of public services, everything to do with the city and urban development must be also equally led by women.
As ever, it's all going to be about the implementation now, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
Cities are such diverse places. They've got such different cultural influences, different cultural mores.
Yes.
Do you think that this can be successfully implemented for the benefit of the human rights of women?
Absolutely. It can be and it must be, because governments here made commitments on the Gender Equality Compact and pledged to implement it and to achieve this within 15 years. 1 year has already passed. But now, mayors and local government authorities and urban development ministers and all those actors in the urban development space are meeting here and they are pledging. Now the commitments are there. How to implement? We have also some indication how to do it. Governments must change laws, adopt laws, take special measures and adopt policies. They must implement those policies. There should be specific gender institutions created, but also all other institutions must be engendered. Then we must have data, evidence, monitoring, evaluation, accountability built into all of that. We must do a movement building, men and boys, women's organization, youth, faith-based groups, every social actor